Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. Last week saw glimmers of green hope as some stocks continued higher into the month. Midweek, however, gave into some more selling as companies everywhere were revising estimates and reporting less than expected earnings for a variety of reasons. Target reported close to $500 million was lost due to what it called retail organized crime. No doubt new and puzzling legislation in a variety of states taking a softer stance on theft may be to blame. Watching people running out of stores with armfuls of free stuff during protests in the last few years probably didn't help, both in earnings nor by discouraging others not to try it. So goes our world right now. May we live in interesting times, right? Well, unfortunately, I wouldn't deem all things that are happening right now with the word interesting, but rather perhaps the word unfortunate would be more appropriate. Another unfortunate event is the ongoing inflation we are all suffering through. A handful of statistics last week signaled a decrease in the velocity of inflation and in the nominal rate of inflation, which goosed some investors to buy some more stocks. I am of the opinion we are far from out of the woods, however. In fact, with the ongoing parade of company earnings reports stating rising costs as a major concern, inflation continues to devour corporate balance sheets. The talking heads on the popular news wires are putting on their happy faces, trying to squeeze out any little bit of good news from the otherwise dismal inflation data, which continues to hammer the markets. It's quite stunning, really, how far some stocks have fallen, including some of the most prevalent previous market darlings, some of which are the most well-known names in the market. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average itself slowly creeps off its year lows. Amazingly, at the time I wrote this newscast, which is a few days before you're listening to it, the Dow is only down 9% from an all-time high. Makes you wonder, right? Damn, I should have just bought the Dow. Reverberations from the bankruptcy of crypto exchange FTX seems a bit muted to me. It's my guess a bunch of folks are hiding a bunch of bad stuff from the FTX implosion, which will surface eventually. I would bet there will be some surprising landmines, aka other companies, that will explode in the weeks to come due to the domino effect of the FTX blow-up. A firm as large and as essential to crypto as FTX was doesn't implode and not put at risk many more entities that had dealings with him. The feds may be already involved in clandestine bailout talks. Only time will tell, of course. No doubt a parade of sad stories from people who lost it all will float across the news wires as we progress along here. One wonders if everyone knows what caveat emptor means. For those of you that don't, it means buyer beware. And you would have heard that phrase many times here on Money Matters in the past few years when it comes to crypto. An interesting side note is although the markets have seen the worst year in decades as to the length and breadth of the decline, certain sectors, however, have fared better than others. Energy, healthcare, and pharmaceuticals may show some yearly green, as well as a few stocks in the surprisingly retail sector, but not very many there. Energy and related industries far exceeded everything else, however. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates 4 times in 2022, and they are expected to do it again at their next meeting coming up in December. After that, it's a crapshoot as to what to expect. Always their decisions will be data dependent, of course. For now, the financial world looks to the holiday season as an indication as how the consumer is doing, with inflation boosting prices on just about everything. No doubt the purchasing figure totals will be up year over year again, and the talking heads will look to spin that up to the consumer is doing just fine. I don't know. Are you doing just fine? The most accurate figure on holiday spending, however, would be the number of total units sold instead of how much money in total dollars were spent. After all, higher inflation no doubt makes total spending higher, and the higher inflation we have been seeing lately will likely boost the overall total spending by a lot. However, the truth will be that a lot fewer gifts will be bought due to the high price of each gift. And the evening news will lean toward how much money is spent versus how many gifts are actually bought. That does it for today's Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed are my opinions only and do not necessarily represent those of this radio station, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics, 1979 from San Diego State University, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.